Hello everyone. Tonight we are here with the other friend of mine. I don't know, maybe you're saying that, oh, okay, he's just inviting his friends and stuff like this, but believe me, it's my pleasure that all of you would come here and talk to me and talk about anything you want. Just send me an email, which I will mention it at the end of the episode, and I hope you enjoy this episode too. Okay, first, let's talk. Let's introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Yalda. I'm a master's student and I'm studying neuroengineering. What else I should learn?
Okay, Yalda, how old are you?
I'm 27.
Oh, you said it so easy. I always hear that women are so curious, and I mean not curious, and they're so sensitive about their ages. What about you? What is it in your case?
I think it's too soon to be sensitive for that, but you know, I'm not thinking that way because I'm child inside and you are my friend, you know, anyway. If you know me, you should know that I'm child.
So, have you ever think about this? Why women are more sensitive about their ages in compared to men or not? Where does that come from?
I think it's in general nonsense because it's not important at all. It's all in your brain, what you think about yourself, your feeling about yourself, and it's just the number. For me, it doesn't matter at all.
What's your feeling about being a woman? I don't know, in your country here, and anything you want to talk about it, is it hard? Because I have no idea how hard it could be to be a woman.
Actually, I'm proud of myself. I'm so proud of myself. I know myself a warrior because I was fighting for everything in each step in my life. Everything, I mean, when I look at my past, I mean, each step, it was not easy that much. So I just fight for everything and I didn't give up at all. And right now I'm proud of myself. It was so hard, especially in my country, Iran. Which is, I mean, right now, the situation is not good at all. So because of that, I'm so proud which I'm a woman in that country.
Yeah, walk me through of it. And maybe some audience, they don't have any idea about what you're talking about. Because, of course, being a woman in any country could be difficult and different, actually, especially in this world. And tell me about the details, about the things that you've been through and how you pass it. And sometimes some problems make a big scar on your soul. And sometimes you cannot forget the things that it's bothering forever. Is it because of a woman, because of being an Iranian, because of what? Have you ever experienced something like this?
You know, I'm not a feminist.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm not, but I believe in equality. If you are trying for something the same as men, so you have to be equal, I mean, with equal rights. So this is what we don't have in our country, and this is the only thing I want. I tried so hard in many different fields, I mean, different jobs. It was not easy at all. I mean, it's not easy for even men right now in our country, but for women it's much harder. Yeah, this is what I want, equality. I mean, I want someone to see which I'm trying so hard to improve, to be successful, and I want to have a result at the end.
And what made you sad? If, for example, something that you are not allowed to wear this, you're not allowed to do this, and these things, do you think sometimes it's good for women? For example, working in some hard places are really difficult for women. And if you say you are not allowed, it's better for you not working in, for example, on trucks because it's not safe and stuff like this because of physical stuff. And if someone saying these things in this world right now, Is it offensive? Is it insulting women? Or I don't know how you react to these things like this. If you hear it, if you watch something like this, would you react it so harsh and say, no, everyone else are equal, we can do this way, or you think it as a logic or intellectual part of yourself, say, okay, everyone are equal in some rights, of course, but there are some differences, which maybe one of them is physically. Not everyone, actually, there are some exceptions. What do you think in these cases? Would you please open it for me?
In my life, I didn't want anything which seems to you weird physically or in any aspect, but I think if someone wants, that person should have and should reach. I didn't want and I cannot answer correctly, but yeah, I think if someone wants, why not?
Let me ask you something. If someone react like, okay, you cannot do this, Yalda, it's because you're a woman or a girl or something like this. I'm sorry. How would you react to this person? A person who is not respecting women, and imagine you're facing that person, that man. What is your reaction? What would you say? What would you tell him? Would you tell him anything or not?
At first, I tried to just talk and convince him.
Okay, now I'm a person who, for example, do not respect women, and let's talk. Okay, hello. In this part of this job, actually, we cannot hire you because we think that men's are more fitted to this job. And I think I'm so sorry, Ella, because men's are more intelligent than women. If you see the survey and stuff, and I wish you have a good job in your future life.
I have to say it's not proved that men are better or more intelligent. Could you prove it for me? Because
Yes, of course. If you search on the internet, you can see it.
it's not reliable, and if you can give me the opportunity, I can prove you which I'm fit with this.
Okay, like a test or something, you mean? You want to prove yourself to a person like me? If someone like this wants to be your boss, would you like to work with him if he thinks like this? If he's.
It depends how much I want that job. If I really want it, I have to do something, I mean, deal with it. But if it's not important that much, I mean, I don't bother myself with
Okay,
dealing
very
with
well.
that.
You open another window right now. So you want something so much, and you know that you're so good in it, but someone do not respecting you, and he is insulting you all the time. It's really hard, actually. It's my question for everyone. What should you do in this time? I like that. I really want that. I've been waiting for that thing for whole of my life, and but my boss is a. I cannot say that word.
I have your answer because just look at my life. I leave my country. I mean, I left. So because I didn't want to work with that person, with those kinds of people. So yeah, nothing can be changed. I mean, I cannot change all people in my country. So I left my country and I'm just trying other situations for my job, for my success, for anything I want.
So it's wise answer, and it's based on your country. I should ask this question from other people too. For my last question, if you want to say sentence, anything, and advice, anything you want to women around the world, and I mean women in Iran, everywhere, what would you say?
I want to say something which I'm telling to myself every day and reminding to myself. Just be proud of yourself. I mean, love yourself and be the priority for yourself and make yourself happy. Do whatever you want and enjoy.
Thank you, yeah. Thank you so
You're
much.
welcome.
Thank you. Actually, that was a sentence for everyone in the world, not only for
Sure.
women. I wish you all the good things you said every day, being
Thanks.
as happy as the other day that you had been. And I want you guys, everyone, please, being in contact with us and just come here, talk about anything you want. Thank you again, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.